want to know. There's something that keeps coming on the computer that is just shutting everything down. I can't use anything. So we're just going to have to start the show and talk for a minute. And see, David forgot his headphones, so he ran to get his headphones. Rosie's looking at me like, you're in deep, deep trouble. Get out of this one, fat boy. And so she's shutting. But this is the Health and Wealth Show for Tuesday evening. Here's David. David, come on over. The ghost is in the computer again. Yeah, I've got it restarting here. And Rosie's wiping down over here for me so I don't catch
Corona.
Anything Greg had. I think Greg's got is either the rocking pneumonia or the boogie woogie flu. I don't know which one he's got. But he's left, and now here we are. And I don't know what
I
was coming
across.
Gotta
find out what that ghost is when he gets in.
I don't know.
Might be a Democrat.
Okay, it could be. All right. Okay, it's stopped now, but I got to pull everything up here and find everything. Man, technology. You know, I thought when technology came along, it's going to be here's the ad to Food Outlet. That's always fun to read. And there's another ad for Food Outlet. You know, I shop there.
Oh, you do?
Oh yeah, we shop at the Food Outlet. They got great bargains. Go over there and get all kind of meat and everything. Good prices. And thanks, Rosie. Have a good
evening, Rosie.
And it's just Tuesday, right?
All evening long.
I'm thinking, how can a week get this screwed up in just 2 days? But here we go. We're just going to hit it and quit it and go with it and see what happens.
All righty then.
Health and Wealth.
Here we go.
Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Hot diggity dog.
Time once again for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Earnest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents a social distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Earnest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. Or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Now for another item with a topical flavor.
Hey, folks, there's a brand new game from Bumco Products. It's Joe Biden's Master Debater. Just plug the cartridge into your game console, and you'll be invited to play by Joe Biden himself.
Come on, man.
Then Joe will ask you to pick up the...
You know the thing.
...game controller, and the game begins. Joe's game avatar is black. Yours will be blue. But don't accidentally click on Joe's, or you'll hear...
You ain't black.
Then comes the question and answer time on Master Debater. Ask asked Joe about quid pro quo.
It never happened.
His son Hunter receiving $3.5 million from Moscow.
It never happened.
Or any nefarious activity he might have been involved with.
It never happened.
From the makers of
I Got Hairy Legs
and
Corn Pop Was a Bad Dude,
it's Bumco's Master Debater. Get Master Debater today.
Come on, man.
Cartridge only works on the PS1.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Will you shut up, man?
From our super secret studio, where we have fun till Daddy takes the T-Bird away, David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show, where we've taught you about the nerd mentality, but today we're going to talk about the herd mentality. So if you've heard, or if you haven't, you can just sit right back and enjoy the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, there's some herd out there.
Yeah, I heard something out there.
Of course I heard a cow.
You heard it?
Who hasn't heard a cow? Herd mentality, my friend. Herd mentality. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I want to share a couple things before we start. I saw a poem a minute ago. And I write most of the things you see me put on Facebook, I wrote them. But sometimes you find something you just have to share.
Yeah.
And I gave credit to the fact that this was stolen. I don't know who wrote it. But it said, roses are red. Kamala ain't black. Joe's in the basement, and Hunter's on crack.
And the FBI has his laptop.
I know. That? Have you seen him, the pictures of him? He's like laying around, like knocked out with a crack pipe hanging out of his mouth.
Well, wouldn't you if the FBI had your laptop?
I'll tell you what, and this laptop is...
And you had been dealing with the Russians?
This laptop's going to be a movie of the week, man.
I'm telling you.
And we'll be talking about other neat things going
but
on.
But have you heard...
No.
About the herd mentality?
Yes, I heard you talking about it.
Yeah, well, they've been talking about herd immunity, and I heard it wasn't working. I heard that it did work some over in Sweden.
Yes.
But it wasn't so sweet here. And, you know, and oh, dear, the liberals are coming out of the cracks.
You know, literally
coming out of the cracks, and they've gone whack. Herd mentality, guys. They're talking about herd immunity. You know what? Herd mentality. Can you imagine ghost riders in the sky, and they're just riding down the sky. They're riding along a cliff, and they're just clippity-clop.
Was that a clippity-clop?
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. You know, and they're all hooting, and they're hollering, and they're going... Oh, you know, this and that and the other. The liberals are just hooting and hollering and saying, oh, it's okay. Biden, he's going to make it today. We're going to win. We're going up. And then, poof, we go down. That's herd mentality in a liberal sense of a way. Herd mentality poses a danger at every turn, my friend, every turn. While Wall Street seems excited about the possibility that the Federal Reserve may eventually drive rates to negative levels, are you kidding me? How much lower can you go? And I mean low. You know, what's that?
Talking about herd immunity.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. Can you imagine a bunch of idiots riding a herd?
And
there's
a
cliff hanging over you.
Yeah, this is the devil's herd, too, now.
Yeah, it's the devil's herd. It really probably is the devil's herd.
You know, I saw something earlier, and I'll try to find it again. There was a preacher out in Texas. And, you know, you're not really supposed to be in church talking about politics and stuff.
Not really.
But he told him, he said, yo, y'all go out and you vote for Trump. Because this is not just Democrats and Republicans.
No, it's not.
This is good and evil.
This is survival.
This is good and evil.
It's good and evil, yes. And here's the thing. If the Federal Reserve drives the herd, down the hill with negative interest rates, it's still going to be a bottomless pit.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you fall off the cliff, you don't feel good when you hit the bottom.
It ain't a slow, easy stop either.
As I said, the feds have already engineered negative rates for the first time in U.S. history, including the 1929 top. They never had the negative interest rates back then. Unfortunately, it's in their portfolio, and they don't even realize it, guys.
And
it's factored in. It's factored in there.
And nobody seems to remember the fact that Mr. Obama actually doubled our national debt, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's more than doubled it.
But, you know, there was a crash back in 2008 and 9.
Uh-huh.
It had to be dealt with, but it's still being dealt with. In other words, it's still debt. From present valuation extremes, guys, they are estimating the likelihood of negative 10 to 12-year average annual total returns for a passive investment mix, say like 60% S&P, 30% Treasury bonds, and 10% Treasury bills. I didn't say that. I'm just taking it off of, a lot of economists are believing this, are saying this. So even if we assume that market valuations will never, ever retreat, in other words, crash like it did before, these economists that I'm quoting here, and there's several of them, they estimate that the total returns could likely average only like 3.95% for that type of passive mix.
Hmm.
Of course, this is just an estimate, you know, and that's assuming that valuations are held at a permanently high plateau indefinitely. In other words, the stock market stays real high indefinitely.
Uh-huh.
Means that the valuations are... This is not me saying it. I'm not predicting this. I'm not saying this. I'm reading someone else's predictions and evaluations. They could be off.
Yeah.
But we'll put a disclaimer there. This is just what some economists are saying. Some other people say, no, hogwash. It's going to keep going straight up to the moon. And then it's going to jump over the moon. And they'll eat some moon pies on the way back.
Well, they're made out of green cheese.
Maybe they'll eat some cheese on the way back. And maybe it's all cheesy, and we're just not going to get what we expect. Now, what do we expect? Well, personally, a lot of people expect that the most valuable assets...
Hey, that's all. Yeah.
They're trying to call me. I thought I'd cut that off. That the most valuable aspect of our investment discipline over the completion of this market cycle and the future ones will be our ability and willingness to flexibly respond to change. In other words, be willing to have an open mind. Be willing to change what you're doing to protect yourself. Especially if you're older. I'm not saying to change everything. I'm just saying if you think that maybe if you felt a lot of pain a few months ago when it went down 30 to 50% based on whatever you were in. I know somebody it went down 95%. They were in gas and oil.
Wow.
Maybe you want to change or consider changing something about the way it's built, your portfolio's built. You know, massive, wild, bucking horses. I don't think steers and cows buck too much. Well, I guess they do if you're trying to ride them.
Well, if you make them mad.
Yeah.
Well, if you do what you do to them at the rodeo, yeah, they get mad.
Well, you know, we're kind of riding a bull right now anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it'll buck us off. I don't know. Maybe a bear will come and take a chunk out of it or something. I don't know. You know, the thing is, this COVID-19 is causing a lot of problems. You know, they're talking about herd immunity. Yeah. Herd immunity. It hasn't hit yet. It hasn't come around. Now we're having more problems, supposedly, if you can believe what you're hearing. Now, I will have to say this. I've got some doctor friends. And they're telling me, and I believe them, that they're having to send out more death notices than they ever have.
Uh-huh.
And it's scary, you know. But it's not Trump's fault. Trump had nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
You can't blame a man for the Chinese releasing the coronavirus. You can't blame a man for it jumping off of one host, a bat. Into the human host.
Somebody had to eat that bat, though.
Somebody ate the head off that bat. Anyway, you know, it's just not fair to say that he caused it. You know, how can a man, one man, and they say, oh, well, he didn't do what he needed to do. Did you see all the mixed signals he got? Mixed signals, guys. Mixed signals from FOSI, mixed signals from doctors. Mm-hmm. Still a lot of them are disagreeing. I mean, like, you could take a whole poke of, you know what a poke is? A
little sack, isn't it?
Yeah, like poke salad, Annie, poke. Uh-huh. You can take a whole poke of folks, and you can stick them in there, and everybody's got an opinion. Just everybody's got something.
I wish I was out of this poke.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, especially if you're, yeah, that's right, if you're in the wrong camp. So the point I'm trying to make, you're going to hear all these different things. They're going to blame everybody for everything. But it's not one man's fault. We're all in this together. This is, you know, a herd effect. I heard that it was a lot more to it than just one man, mm-hmm. you know? And same way with the stock market. There's an awful lot of different opinions from a lot of different people. And, you know, no one person is right. Normally, it takes a lot more than one person to come up with an answer. Look, when we went to the moon, and some people think we didn't, but I think we did, how many people did it take to get us there?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of people.
A lot of people working together.
Uh-huh.
So now we're not so much working together with our economy. We're at each other's throats. And that is a problem. And who's causing all that? All this disinformation. When you say, hey, it's all one man's fault, what kind of negativism, what kind of trying to just pass problems on to someone else, say that it's, okay, I get it. Trump, he twitters a lot, and he probably twiddles a lot. And, okay, so he got the virus, and he did pretty good. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But really, should we all lie down and let the economy die simply because of the virus? Well, some people say we should.
Well,
some people say, hey, we should literally let the economy die to save lives. And I get that, too.
As you said a moment ago, it is a fight for survival.
It's a fight for survival. The herd is in it. I heard that the herd could go over the cliff. Oh, we got
to call. I heard it through the grapevine that we had a phone call.
All righty.
Let's see who this is. You're on the air with David Ernest on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
I'm so honored and so pleased to be on your show.
And we're so glad to have you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Got a question. I kind of disagree with you. You said not one person can predict or control anything. Uh-huh. But you know what? It was funny, ironic, because what did the market do when Mr. Trump got COVID? Did it not react, that one man?
Right. Yes, it probably did react from that, but what I'm talking about is like a major reaction.
Okay, so how many points difference was there a difference when Mr. Trump came back and he was well? How did the market react?
Oh, it loved it.
Like it loved it.
Did it go back up?
And I love where you're going. Yeah.
So that's based. And I'm not a financial whiz like yourself.
No, I don't know everything. No, I don't know everything.
I understand it, but you know more than I do, and that's enough. And I was going to say, if you know one more thing than me, then you're smarter than me on that particular. I'm ignorant in this area, but I know this one thing. I guarantee it, if Mr. Biden goes into office, the market will react because it doesn't have faith. I remember one thing Mr. Trump did so good to have the corporations bring their money back. Didn't he not lower the corporate tax because they had their money hidden in foreign countries in Europe?
Yes. He did.
Major companies, but
that was smart.
So as soon as he did that, what happened? The billionaires, CEOs, and these corporations say, "Hey, it's cost effective now to bring us back to America."
Right. Exactly.
Which made us competitive, correct?
More competitive than we were, no doubt about it. We need jobs in America.
That's not going to happen. Mr. Biden's already said it and admitted that he is going to go back with the corporate tax back up. What do you think is going to happen? The money's going to go right back across the pond.
That's exactly where I'm coming from. I really think that the money's going to go across the pond. But the thing is, we're, you know, we're high by valuations by a lot of economists' predictions. I don't know.
I agree.
You know, personally, I don't know where the market's going to go. I have a bad feeling that it'll go down if Trump gets voted out. I have a good feeling that it'll stay up.
I'll put money on that. I'll put betting money on that.
I got you.
It's going to go down.
Absolutely. I believe it will too. There's so many things in this race that they're trying to hide from us. And that's one of the things that they're trying to hide. They're claiming, I've even heard people say it, that the market went up because they're expecting a Biden win. Now,
I saw that. Well, that's all big corporations that love and kiss the backside. I didn't cuss. You noticed that.
Exactly.
They kiss the backside, the hiney, the rear end. Can I say that?
You
the
can say it, Yeah, sure. Go ahead and say the donkey part if you want.
Throw an ass out there. That's fine.
I threw an ass out there then. that the guys on the Wall Street, they want Biden to win. These billionaires want that.
Yeah. There's a lot of them that do. But
anybody who's a working person, the working class, no matter what your politics are, you've got to be stupid to vote for Joe Biden because you're going to be coming home with less money. And correct me if I'm wrong. Did not Mr. Trump needs to bring this up. You know, Biden always talks about they fixed the recession, you know, and we did this. He and his president, the Dalai Obama himself, both of them, they spent more money spent more federal money and put us deeper in debt than all the presidents combined in the history of the United States.
Amen, brother.
You are correct,
sir. You are absolutely correct, and they're trying
to... How is that helping pull me out of a damn recession?
It's not.
You can't spend yourself out of one.
No, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to kick the can down the room, down the road, and the AOC... and the Green Party and a bunch of others think that they can spend their way out of this thing.
Oh, do you remember Dalai Obama? Oh, I'm going to create all these millions and millions ready, shovel-ready jobs and everything, hoop it up. That didn't do anything.
Well, let me throw something out. I was just noticing up here. Biden has claimed that the Boilermakers Union has endorsed him. And, in fact, they have not, and they're very adamant about the fact that they have not.
That cannot be true because he doesn't know the difference between his wife and his sister.
There you go. That could be a problem,
that
too.
That is a big
problem. Absolutely. At nighttime, it sure can.
He also said that he grew up as a child, he grew up in Section 8 housing. And Section 8...
Did he not say, too, that he went to a predominantly black college verified he had never been there? But he had been a guest speaker there. Well, I guess he thinks that's the same thing.
The thing is...
Well, he's very confused.
The Section 8 housing did not come into effect until, like, 1975. And help me figure out how, you know, 75, I don't know how old he would have been.
He just got his bathroom.
He would have been grown by then. So the man is delusional.
Yep.
And who's running interference for him? Oh, big tech companies, Google, Twitter.
Oh, I mean, it's not fair. They're taking Facebook, Twitter, all of them are taking and taking people off.
But
where
Mr.
they can't
Trump was
anything.
Right, was he not? He said during the Republican primaries that he felt that his campaign offices were being bugged.
And
they laughed at him. A conspiracy. Put that aluminum foil on your head.
Look at what's going on now. That the computer has been found. You know, a Biden's son.
Oh yeah.
And the FBI has it. Are they going to cover that up? I mean, look, I saw a document on television that showed where he had signed the computer in. It's his. They said, this is real. This is real, guys. It's not a conspiracy theory when you see the documents that showed that Hunter Biden turned it into the computer shop.
To have it fixed.
And what did Google and Twitter do as soon as the New York Times came out with this story, the New York Post?
Yeah.
They tried to squash it.
They turned it off, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they don't want Trump to win. They don't want this dirty story, their dirty underwear to air. They don't want their herd to fall off the cliff, so to speak.
What did he say on that thing? He said, I believe, truce over facts?
Yes.
Yeah, your truth. I don't believe his truth or their truth.
Their delusions.
Whatever they try to spin it. Uh-huh. Facts are facts.
Did you see where he said in one word, Trump said something about, but you said you'd shut down the economy over the virus, and he said, yes. That was his answer.
Well,
what kind of answer is that?
I know. I think Mr. Trump is going to be smart, let Joe hang himself.
I think he is, too. I think it's going to be a whole different show. What time does that come on, by the way? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I already got my
adult beverages, and I did buy American Sam Adams beer instead of that fake Budweiser from some foreign country bought them out.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Don't tell me that.
It's a Belgium company. Yeah, it's a Belgium company. They bought out Budweiser.
Bunch of socialists.
Maybe they'll send Walt.
You know who owns Firestone?
Who owns Firestone now?
Japan. A company in Japan.
I had no idea.
They bought the Firestone name, yeah. How about Swin Bicycles? We used to have those when me and you were kids. They used to have Swin Bicycle stores, remember?
Yeah, that sounds like maybe the Germans have that.
Oh, no, no, that's China. China owns a Swiss bike. Yeah,
man, I guess they're going to climb the mountains with them.
You got to go to Walmart, look at the Swin bikes, and you'll see that they're... And look at RCA. RCA used to be an American company.
Uh-huh.
Magnavox used to be American companies.
We've got
all those
brand...
They're American names, and that's it, American brand names.
We got to bring them back. We've got to bring America back to where it was.
Well, if we raise those taxes on the businesses, they're going to bring their money back over there.
And let me tell you something about businesses. When they come out there and they lie and say they're not going to raise taxes on anybody making over $400,000, what they don't say is what makes the difference. What they don't say is that there's a lot of businesses that are not individual taxes, that are LLCs and corporates and Cs and Ss. They're going to raise their taxes through the roof, and then it's going to pass along to these business owners as a higher tax rate. And another thing they don't say is that they don't mention that they're going to bring capital gains tax up like 30 or 40%.
Mm-hmm.
They're liars. I'm just going to say it. They're liars.
Exactly. Well, lying doesn't seem to be anything a badge of shame anymore in this country. It's like the norm almost now.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh yeah. By the way, let me butt in for a minute. We got a break coming up, so if you can wrap it up in about another minute.
Okay. Here's my main thing Mr. Trump's got to mention. He was talking about the tax breaks he got and everything, and Biden attacked him. I would have said flat out, Mr. Biden, while you were in the Senate, you're the one that voted for it.
Yes.
Don't bitch about me now about something that you voted for, and now you want to try to use it against me?
Well, that's just like saying that he's not a left wing of the party, but he's going along with the left wing. So there you go.
And
use all your tax breaks, folks. If they're legal, use them.
That's
what Trump does.
Well, thank you, sir, for the call. A very, very informative call.
Yes, thank you. That was a very good call.
And you
thank
call
you.
Us up anytime, man.
Absolutely.
I only said ask one time.
Only once. Well, twice then. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call.
Talk to you soon, man. Boy,
he was
wide open.
Yeah, he's right on.
I just want to throw something in. He made me think of something of a young lady. She's passed away now. She was a talk show host, and her name was Roberta Franklin.
Hmm.
And one of her things was, it's like you throw the rock and then hit your hand. That's what it looks like. They're just throwing
not
stuff
really
out
smart.
There. No, not
boomerang.
Oh, exactly. We do have a minute or so before the break. Let's see. I'm going to be gone this weekend, and we've got a special guest host coming in
Thursday
evening. Going to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And then we'll all be back together Monday. We got some neat new stuff we're going to start doing probably after we get done with Halloween. We might be talking about some of that.
Yeah, we're going to have our socially distant Halloween.
Of course, that's coming up a week from this Saturday. That's going to be the 31st.
Right.
Cuco's parking lot. That's out at East Chase, right?
Exactly.
And
it's out on Chantilly.
Out on Chantilly. And we're going to have a lane set up for you to drive in and get your socially distancing
it's
Halloween
right past
treats.
Walmart on the left if you're headed toward Pike Road.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you can come out and bring the kids. Don't even have to get out of the car. And we will be practicing or exercising our right to social distancing.
Yeah. That's right.
And it'll be fun, and you could win something really, really big.
Oh, yeah, you could. And you could get some
really
candy,
neat.
Too.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short pause. There we go. And I forgot to turn it up here, but there you go. Boy, it's been one of them days, you know.
Well, we're still here.
Yeah, nobody died. I don't see any smoke. So, yeah, I can go back. It's like I told somebody one time, I've never burned a bridge, but I had smelled smoke when I run across a couple of them. We'll be back in just moments with more David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Don't you make me come over there and make you not touch that radio. Money, 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 money.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You know, David has a website at retirewithearnest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And one more thing you need to know about David.
I got hairy legs.
So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
There he is.
Yeah,
right here
I am.
Of course I know
him. I haven't fell
off
the cliff
yet. I gave him $60 million.
Well, wouldn't that be neat if somebody gave you $60 million to work with?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat.
Hadn't had that one happen
yet. Well, you never know. It could happen.
I have had quite a bit of money come in the door before.
Really?
Yeah, it walks in when you least expect it.
Yeah, and you're like, you know, just hanging out, you know, maybe watching a ball game or something, you know. And
well, usually we're in the office working.
Uh-huh. I hadn't seen Leah, Princess Leah. Is she doing okay?
She's doing great.
And, of course, Matthew has been coming in a couple times a week.
Yeah, he's with his son tonight at soccer.
Soccer game. That's James.
Yeah.
How old is James now? He's about six, seven, something like that.
He's about eight.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, we're seven or eight.
We're going over to Georgia this weekend. My nephew that I did their wedding back, I think it was March, her folks, a bunch of them, are over in the Philippines.
Oh.
And they couldn't get here because of COVID and travel restrictions. So they're here now, and they're going to have the wedding part two. And I think his... her aunt is going to do it. She's the same type of officiant I am, and so I'm going to get to sit in the crowd this time.
All right,
we're going to do that this weekend. So you got almost said his name again.
Don't do it.
That guy that's coming to be your special guest on Thursday.
Yeah.
You think Matthew will be back then?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't say for sure. But the special guest will be here, and I'll be here.
But what I was going to say is his sister-in-law, Randy, my brother's sister-in-law.
Yeah.
I've known her since high school. We went to high school together.
Mm.
And I've known her and her husband since they got married.
Yeah.
And so they've got a grandson. His name is Jack. Jack should be about 37, 38 years old. But Jack's only like nine. He has been around for the longest time to be no older than he is. I don't know.
Must be those magic beans.
I don't know what it is, but I hadn't seen Jack in several years, so I'll probably get to see him this weekend. And they're living out in the woods over there. My brother and his in-laws are just having a big old time. And
yeah.
Really excited for the wedding, though, because I tell you what, I think those two were just meant for each other. And you know what I'm going to do?
What you going
to
do?
I'm going to tell them to call you and talk to you to learn about how to plan ahead with their money.
That'd be good.
Because, you know, they're both about 27, 28 years old.
I've had quite a few people contact me this week.
Yeah.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean extremely concerned
mm-hmm.
about the election and what it's going to do to the market.
These uncertain times.
And I've had so much different types of people come to tell me that they are setting on either getting out of the market or setting on the side. But I've had nobody tell me they're putting money in the market. It's mostly I'm getting out or I'm setting on the side, getting out and setting on the side and waiting. But a lot of them are saying, hey, you know, can I come to your, you know, put money in the indexed annuity and it not go down? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a fixed account. It don't go down, you know, if the market goes down. Does it go up if the market goes up? If the market goes up, that's how it goes up when it's a fixed indexed annuity. You know, nothing's perfect, guys, you know, but it really hurts when you get older to see things go down, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I chose doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still, I mean, I'm a believer in the stock market. I believe that people should use the 401ks and the IRAs and stuff and should be aggressive in the early years. If you've got a lot of money in there right now, though, I just don't know. I mean, like, especially if you're older,
mm-hmm.
it could bite hard. There's a lot of economists that are saying, and mm-hmm. I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you this, my instincts say it's not going to go up much, especially if Biden gets elected. I mean, I just don't feel it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's going up now because of, or had gone up some because of the stimulus bill was going to push it up. But think about what the stimulus bill is. It's just more printing of money.
Exactly.
You know, and why would the AOC and Biden and a bunch of other liberals say, well, it's okay, you never have to pay it back?
Somebody does.
Well, I bet if you told a Venezuelan that, they wouldn't believe you.
Right.
I mean, like, look what happened to their economy because they were printing too much money.
Mm-hmm. They're laying it out in the streets.
I mean, it's absolutely worthless.
Using it to kindle fires.
Yeah. I mean, this country is a great country. We're powerful. We have a lot of power. But anyone can overstep their boundaries. Any country can overstep its boundaries. Any country can stretch itself out. What do they call it when you're stretching yourself out?
Spreading yourself too thin.
That's it.
Yeah.
In other words, you might break. The economy might break.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rubber band kind of situation, really.
I'm just looking up here on Fox News, and the president has arrived at, Philadelphia? Pennsylvania, where they're going to have the
Pennsylvania is supposed to be a state that's on the borderline.
You got Kamala Harris up. I'm sorry, Karugula Harris, whatever her name is.
Kamala.
Is that it? She's up there.
That's how I say it.
All she's going on about is climate change and abortion and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just going to just give me a minute here. I want to put this out there.
Okay.
I ain't the most godliest man that ever lived.
Right.
But I know what's what. And I know I don't think God speaks to people like it did in the Bible, stuff caught fire and God's talking to you and y'all have a conversation. But God gives you the power or the gift of discernment.
Yes.
That's like you going along and you see something on the road and you see and you know what it is, you choose not to or to step in it.
Exactly.
Because you got the sense enough to know. I want everybody to look at these people. Look at the Harris and Biden and look at Trump and Pence, and you've got to decide which way you're going,
well,
and you got to go there.
You've got to decide which way you're going, and you got to go there. And that has to deal with your money, too. Do you realize
Exactly. You've
got to think where you're going? Like, are you going to stay in the stock market
uh-huh.
with the threat that it might go down? Are you going to get out of it and participate with it in a more moderate way?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's up to you. You know, no one's going to twist your arm. I'm not going to twist your arm. There's different kinds of attitudes about this. Some people say, mm-hmm. well, listen, I'm just going to stay in there, you know, because it goes up, it goes down. I get it. Maybe that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, that if you needed it when it went down, how's that work? You're going to use it while it's down. What does that do to it?
It takes away from the
ability for it to come back.
There you go.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. When you get older, you know,
principle. That's the word I was looking
for.
Your value.
The principle goes down. You know, nothing is wrong with the stock market. It's always acting like it's always acted. Look at 1929. It got really bad. But look at the 80s. It really went through the roof.
Now, see, you told me something about 1929 that I didn't know. You said that after it happened, big crash, people jumping out of windows and everything, that things actually came. I mean, it
came up 70% that year.
And everybody was thinking, wow, that was a close
one. I'm getting back on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on there and take the ride.
But what happened?
It went back down to about 30%, I think.
And what did it take for that would have been
to really come back completely?
Uh huh.
1954.
Wow.
I mean, like, to really come back.
Uh-huh. But about 1941, we got into the war, and that really helped.
It
took that long.
Come back.
That's almost, 18 years?
And that includes, I guess, you know, the inflation and all that stuff calculated. And to really come back as a whole, you can find it. It's in print, 1954.
Okay. Well, we've got a phone call.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. Probably another one of our favorite callers. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Well, sorry, Mr. Ernest. I can't do that.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, he can. I know he can.
How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing good.
Well, I just want to call. I ain't heard from you in a couple of days. Make sure your air conditioners at home are still running good, which I know they are because I put them in.
Oh, they're running. They're cooling real good. You know, this is what I love about what we call customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just popped in on me today, and I serviced their questions and what they needed. I didn't even have an appointment with them. They just, I mean, you know, they needed me. Some of them needed some money. Some of them wanted to add some money. Some of them wanted to sign some stuff to change some strategies. You know, Paul, customer service is so wonderful when someone cares enough about you to be there for you, right?
Yes, sir. It is, and it's amazing. And I've seen your work and heard people about you. You have seen me firsthand. I call you and make sure everything's going right, and we take care of the problem if it's not, at a reasonable cost. Actually, cheaper than anybody in the city of Montgomery.
I can amen to that one. You know, I never will forget, though. You saved me $725, and I still hadn't got over that one. And that was just a couple of weeks ago. Man, I tell you, they were trying to take me. $750 for a dang controller on the wall, a thermostat.
And that's amazing. They don't know where to let them do it. And you've been taken.
Well, luckily I had you to call and help walk me through the thorny, or should I say the hot wires of putting in a thermostat. That's what I like to do, Paul. I like to walk people through the hot coals of the stock market, going into an indexed annuity, cool the coals down, make them cool off where you don't have to worry about stepping on something that's so hot it burns you, you know? And thank you for cooling down my situation down there with that. You know, it was very nice to have air conditioning, by the way.
You're welcome. Hey, you know, I have heard multiple people talk about how David has made them money, how their 401ks have gone up. And it just amazes me, the customer service you give, the customer service I give. And with great people, you always get customer service.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. You mean a lot to me because I stay cool and calm. Because
that'll help you think a lot of somebody.
It helps me. You know, when you get really hot, you don't feel good and you don't feel like doing much.
And
you
then you go up on a tower with a rifle. I've seen it happen 1,000 times.
You know, if the stock market drops, Paul, it don't feel good. I can tell you that. I've lived through that several times, and that's and like I said, there's nothing wrong with quit messing with the stock market. If you're young and you know what you're doing, you got diversification and all that stuff going on, I have no problem with it. Matter of fact, the people are good at it. I just work a lot with people who want security after they built some money up. Now, you know, we work with people of all ages, but people who need to keep their money, just like you work with people who need to keep cool, we work with people who need to stay cool because their money don't go away, and you work with people that need to stay cool, and you give them a mechanism to stay, you know, that way. So, especially if it don't cost much money.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to turn you into somebody next week after I get back from Colorado and turn you onto my best friend, and you can help him out.
Well, wonderful. Maybe you guys can use a 401k or something.
Yes, sir. Well, he's older than me, and he helps me all the time, and he needs constant income. And with you, David, you can do that. He plays the stock market now. He plays the Dow. But, you know, somebody at his age, he needs to get into something that's constant income.
Oh, you got to have your income. You can keep playing with the market. You can do whatever you want to do. But, diversification is what's important. You know, income is an important thing. That's really what we deal with. We deal with guaranteed income programs that can not lose the principal, fixed accounts. And it could be that if in a few weeks this election goes the wrong way, people would wish that they were in a guaranteed income fixed principal program. I just don't know. I mean, personally, I don't think the stock market is going to go up if Biden wins. I think if he wins, it's going to be bad for a while. I just think the market is overvalued anyway, and Trump is trying to fix it where it won't be overvalued. He's trying to bring the jobs back. He's trying to do a lot of things. And if they inhibit him from doing it, I don't think it's going to be a good thing. Personally, I just think it's not going to be good at all. I wish that we could get people to see this, but of course everybody thinks the way they think, and there's not a whole lot of hope in changing someone who wants to...
Wants a hand-me-out.
Wants a hand-me-out, and also people that want to break in and steal things and burn people's businesses up and then jack your taxes up so that you can pay them off for voting for somebody.
There you go. Hey, Paul. Why don't you give us your phone number where folks can get in hold of you so they can be cool?
My name's Paul. I own Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning Company. My number is 334-669-6693. Again, it's 334-669-6693. And when you call, you talk to Paul.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
That rhymes. I like it. All right, Paul. We appreciate it, buddy.
And Paul.
Call Paul.
And he'll tell you all.
He'll tell you all about how to keep cool.
There you go.
All right, man.
Drop 2020. Thank you, Mr. David.
There you go.
Thank you, Paul.
Talk to you soon. Hey, Paul, God, well, he's all over it, ain't he?
Paul is really excited about some of the people he knows that I've helped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he says seeing is believing, but he saved me a lot of money when I needed. You know, when you need somebody the most, if you text somebody and they answer, you know, I carry my phone with me everywhere. I got people that say, hey, I'm sorry to bother you. Uh-huh. I said, don't worry about it. I carry the phone with me. I understand how it is about your money. People call me and they say, hey, I know the stock market's going down, and I know you told me I'm okay, but am I okay? Yes, you're okay.
And then they can go on about their day.
And then,
I actually saw a picture of you last time you were down at the beach walking out of the surf. And you, in one hand, you had one of those spear guns, like you was hunting fish. In the other hand, you had your phone.
Yeah.
So I know you carry it with you everywhere.
I put it in a little bag where it's waterproof.
Yeah, and if it rings, you...
My wife says, is that thing growing out of your ear?
You tell her, baby,
I said, no, dear.
I said, baby, I'm paying the bills. 272-9228 if you'd like to call us here this evening. And if you want to reach out to David Ernest, 279-7431. That's his number to that magical phone that he carries around with him. 279-7431. Call him anytime, day or night. Leave a message. He will get back to you. and you'll find out what he's talking about. There's no obligation for this meeting, no. And it doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't
either.
Cost anything.
So call him up today, 279-7431. Might even get lunch out of it. You never know.
You might. You know, if you do call that number, my cell phone number is on the voice message.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I don't try to hide the number, but I'd rather you call the 279-7431 to get the cell phone. If you really need to get a hold of me, mm-hmm. call me or text me on my cell phone. Yeah, I mean, I'll answer you back. You know, it's not like some big executive that's home and says, hey, all those guys, you know, they'll just have to wait till the next day. A lot of times, I'll respond back, especially if you're in need. Most of the time, we can wait till the next day, but at least you might get a little, hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
There you go.
People just like to be touched. You know, reach out and touch someone.
Yes.
You know, I'm here. I'm here for you. I've got this guy. I love him dearly. He's been a client of mine for probably 30-something years. He's about to retire. I hate to bother you, but did I do this right? I've got to change this insurance over. Can you look at that? I'm going, yeah, we can look at that. That looks fine. Did you get your Part B Medicare? Make sure you do that. You know, then we're going to call a Medicare Advantage agent in. Yes, I know about Medicare Advantage plans, but I don't sell them. I work with people, and I know what they need. And, you know, you find out if your doctor is on Blue Cross Blue Shield, or are they on a Aviva plan, or are they United Health. Look, you know, I just tell you how the mechanisms work, okay? But I don't care where you go for these things. And I don't care where I put you in the annuity world either. I want you to be happy. We got companies out the wazoo. Go ahead.
There we go. Hey, we've got time for just one more call. So here we go. You're on the air with David Ernest, world famous and very much beloved asset preservationist. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
I'll try not to. No, I won't. This is Ellis, first-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to call and say I love your commercials. And you sure that wasn't a shell phone you had on the beach like this dog?
I didn't think about that.
Hey, you've got me, man. You got me.
You got SpongeBob's telephone.
Living under the sea. Under the sea.
Never Squidward. Okay. Bring me back my phone.
I just started listening. I love your show, and I'm going to keep listening. And, dude, great. You're so far, I like what I hear. So,
well, Ellis,
keep it up, guys.
Where are you from?
Montgomery. Yeah. I'm a military brat. I've lived in Montgomery over 40-some-odd years since the 70s.
Oh,
early
wow.
70.
Well, yeah.
So, however long that is, I'm 58, so, you know.
Well, you're right in there with us, Ellis. You're right in there with us.
I was listening to Y102 and all those stations back when I was a teenager. Before Rusty came.
I used to work over there.
Yeah, Rusty's been around. Now.
Way back. When they built the first radio station, Mr. Marconi handed me the first board. He said, here, take this.
Well, I thought.
The old house on Norman Bridge Road.
That's where we were.
90s. Yeah, late 90s, I worked in radio part time.
Yeah.
For Cat Country, Fox, Y102, 103, before they moved downtown.
Uh-huh.
I was over there with Bill Jones for about three years, I'm guessing, in promotion.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And loved it. Loved to be out there on the remote, setting up remotes. That was back when you had people set the remotes up for the air talent.
That was back when it was an event.
Great.
It wasn't. You only had a remote when something big was happening.
Right.
Right, exactly.
We're going to have sort of a remote.
Well, it's the Halloween thing we were talking about next
Halloween.
Saturday. We're going to be out at Kuko's parking lot.
Saturday after this coming time.
It's going to be 1 to 3. You can come by, and we will socially distancing like. However you say that, deliver your candy and practice social distancing at the same time.
But it will be on 93.1,
yes.
Kind of semi-live.
Yes, and you can win prizes, too. So how about that?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was doing Cuco's Remotes when they were over off the Eastern Boulevard there years.
Me too. That was back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah. I had to blow the big boom box that came from Y102 with the Coca-Cola Max Headroom, but it was Cat Country. They would, and the big cat, I had to blow up the big cat, you know.
I remember the big cat.
Oh, yeah.
I used to drive that boom box too, man, and it has carried me near my death several times.
Well, a storm was coming, and I was trying to stake it, and I knew, okay, it's going to blow away. A storm's coming, so I need to deflate it. Before I could deflate it, it started blowing towards Eastern Boulevard. So I'm grabbing onto it. Bear O'Brien, who worked at 96 at the time, Cat Country, grabs it, and he's big guy, and we just about went right into Eastern Boulevard and all that traffic, man. It was a nightmare.
I was down at Capital Chevrolet one day, and the big gorilla got loose. And it was it looked like it was running down.
We talked about the gorilla being in a room. Elephant in the room, gorilla in the room.
Ellis, we got to run, man. But I appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah, I love your show. Keep it up.
Thank you, Ellis. We'd like to hear from you again, man. Love to hear from you.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care, man. Old Ellis out there.
Amazing. Now, you know, there's a lot of people who are listening.
There really are. And, you know, if you pick up the phone and call, we'd love to talk to people.
Yeah,
and starting in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a little something for you when you call. It's going to be something we're going to take a list of all our callers and maybe even have something like a caller of the week.
We're going to start giving away the pizzas again. The pizza. Other things we'll give away, you know.
Well,
Texas Roadhouse is going to make a deal for you.
All right.
We'll start giving away some Texas Roadhouse.
Now. I got a special song for you, but you got about a minute if you want to wrap things up.
Yeah, you know, we talk about all these uncertainties.
Yeah.
You know, President Trump, will he win, will he not? The stock market, will it stay up, will it not? Here's one thing that's for certain. Nobody can protect you except yourself. You've got to do the things that you have to do.
You know, the thing.
In other words, if you... You need to evaluate what you got, you know, and think about it. If you want to come and talk to us, I'll be glad to show you some alternatives that can protect you with fixed indexed annuities. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Or go to retirewithearnest.com. That's retire with earnest. It's spelled like earnest. Retirewithearnest.com. And, you know, we can chew the fat together.
Okay. And you're probably asking yourself, how do they cram 2 hours worth of radio into 1 hour?
How do we do that?
I don't know how we do it, but we always like to leave out with something a little spiffy. And I'm thinking about your buddy Joe, because he loves Johnny Cash.
Yeah, man, he's me.
And we were talking about Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah, man, you ought to hear Joe do a good cow call.
I'd love to hear it. Here's Johnny Cash.
A cowboy was riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-oh. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He
He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet.